There are innumerable mysteries in the universe. Does alien life exist? What is the cosmos exactly? Why does it persist too? Some of the largest unanswered questions in science are now being debated. As scientists figure out one mystery, hundreds more start to emerge. This has been going on for centuries. Today, we'll discuss the newly discovered galaxy founded by NASA where nothing exists. Approximately 3/4 of the cosmos is made up of dark energy, an enigmatic substance whose nature and mechanisms are unknown to science. The universe is expanding, according to research done in 1929 by American astronomer Edwin Hubble on dying stars called supernovae. Ever since, researchers have worked to discover just how fast the universe is expanding. Many people wonder how much the galaxy was decelerating, since it seemed evident that gravity, the element that brings together everything, would put a stop to it. To determine the deceleration in the 1990s, two separate groups of astronomers once more focused on far-off supernovae. They were shocked to discover that the universe's expansion was increasing. Researchers calculated the energy required to overcome gravity and concluded that dark energy forms around 68% of the cosmos, proving that something opposes gravity. Only about 5% of the matter in the universe surrounding us is standard matter, with dark matter accounting for the remaining 27%. Science can learn so much only from understanding how dark energy interacts with the expanding universe. It is still unclear what the unidentified quantity's features are. Recent evidence suggests that dark energy has functioned consistently throughout the cosmos, which sheds light on the invisible substance. One explanation for dark energy is that a dynamic energy field called quintessence permeates the entire universe. The other is that scientists do not correctly interpret gravity. However, the dominant view regards dark energy as a feature of space. Albert Einstein first understood the concept that space was not merely empty. He also realized that more areas might keep on being made. To account for the static universe that researchers believed exists, Einstein added a cosmological constant in his general theory of relativity. Einstein referred to his constant as his greatest mistake after Hubble revealed the universe was expanding. However, the best theory for dark energy may be Einstein's error. The constant suggests that more energy will be added to the universe when more space is created, causing it to expand because extra space can have its potential. Even while the cosmological constant agrees with facts, researchers are still unsure of why it does. Most of the cosmos is made of dark energy, but dark matter also forms up a sizable portion. Dark matter, which makes up almost 27% of the cosmos and 80% of the matter, has a significant impact. Similar to dark energy, the dark matter continues to baffle researchers. Dark matter describes how clusters of particles work together, whereas dark energy is the component responsible for the universe's expansion. Regarding the distribution of the particles within them, researchers examining other galaxies in the 1950s predicted that gravity would drive the cores to spin more quickly than the outer borders. They were amazed that both zones rotated at the same pace, proving that the spiral galaxies held much more material than they first thought. This concealed matter was found to be scattered through the universe by examining the gas between elliptical galaxies and clusters of galaxies. Extremely dim objects and weird particles are only two of the many possible options researchers have for dark matter. However, the cosmos is impacted by things that researchers cannot currently witness, regardless of the origin of dark matter or dark energy. There are several voids in the space, which are the zones with very few galaxies, yet some galaxies nonetheless. Two of the largest ones, with diameters of around 2 billion light-years away, are the Keenan, Barger and Cowie, or KBC void, and Giant void. It is hard to say if these two voids are the biggest in the universe, because void sizes are pretty arbitrary. We are unable to glimpse the voids that exist in the universe, and that's advantageous. The universe is filled with these vast, erratic gaps in space devoid of galaxies. However, scientists are unable to view them since they are barren directly. Rather, they locate them by charting the locations of galaxies in space and then noting the spaces among them. All those voids, nevertheless, appear warped to us on Earth. These regions have a stretched and compressed appearance in different places. That is a result of the galaxy's red shifting, which is a perceptual distortion brought on by the motion of these processes. The galaxy's wavelengths seem to lengthen and turn redder as they travel away from the observer. Conversely, galaxies moving in the other direction would seem bluer as their wavelength shortens. Scientists have given the unobservable force that stretches our cosmos and pushes galaxies apart from the name dark energy. As per a report issued on July 9th in the article Physical Review D, the distortion turns out to be advantageous. To determine how quickly the universe expands and consequently how much dark energy is available to fuel those expansions, scientists have up until now depended on exact measurements of the redshift of single galaxies. However, it turns out that detecting the distortion of voids is a much more accurate method, allowing scientists to limit that expansion further. According to the latest study, the cosmos is expanding at a rate that is around 10% faster than what was anticipated, given observations made immediately after the Big Bang. Additionally, the study dramatically lowers the likelihood that this discrepancy is an accident from 1 in 3,000 to 1 in 100,000. Shatadri Nadathur, an expert at the University of Portsmouth, said, "What we are measuring is the distortion in the positions of galaxies around void regions. The cool thing about voids is that they are regions of space around which we can very accurately model galaxy motions." Nadathur explained that this is the case because the arithmetic required to determine galaxies' movements precisely is made much simpler within these voids. Galaxies move because of gravity pulling them towards regions of excess matter, and the problem generally is that our theory of gravity, Einstein's general relativity, is very complex, and the equations are hard to solve exactly, he said. So most of the time in cosmology, we use approximations known as perturbation theory to help make the problem tractable. This perturbation theory works much better in void regions than in regions with lots of matter, so our predictions are simpler to make and a lot more accurate in voids. The result of that improved accuracy is that using the method described in this research, researchers can evaluate the universe's expansion rate with a considerable measure of precision and better verify that noted expansion rates are consistent with astronomers' preferred concepts for why the expansion is occurring. The new finding also further restricts the applicability of several competing ideas that have been put forth. All of this was accomplished by the previous best galactic motion measurements, but Nadathur claims their performance was marginally better. The Baryon Oscillation Spectroscopic Survey, a sky probe, provided the previous record estimations of redshift galactic voids, known as BOSS. This void distortion measurement likewise used BOSS data, but it significantly improved its findings by using this novel analysis approach to the BOSS data. The researchers concluded that we dwell in a smooth universe with continuous dark energy propelling its expansion. The enhanced observation of the universe's expansion was consistent with these hypotheses. By putting our results together with those from the BAO, the Baryon Acoustic Oscillation Technique, we are able to get a much better measurement of the cosmic expansion rate 5.5 billion years ago or so, Nadathur said. And this is very important because it tells us what dark energy has been doing during that time, as well as other things like the curvature of space, which is what gets us cosmologists excited. The scientists also noted in the report that several planned projects would monitor the sky more accurately than BOSS to comprehend dark matter energy even further. In addition, the researchers claimed that using the same method should significantly increase the accuracy of those poles. A sequence of wrinkling in the density distribution of the galaxy clusters dispersed throughout the universe is known as Baryon Acoustic Oscillations, or BAO, since they offer a reliable way to quantify the speed of the universe's expansion and how that speed has evolved throughout universal history, they are a subtle but significant influence. Early cosmos matter bears the fingerprint of the baryonacoustic oscillation. Gravity attempted to change the initial distribution of matter by drawing massive clumps of matter together to create galaxies while the universe was still in its infancy. The substance warmed up as gravity brought it together, making this a difficult process. This caused an external pressure that caused the issue to separate once more. But as it grew, the interaction of pressure and gravity led to an oscillation that resembled sound waves. These radiated outward in bubbles. Atoms started forming when the universe was about 380,000 years old. As a result, gravity began to take over as the stuff cooled more effectively. Large-scale structures began to grow since there was little left to thwart them. These creations bore the imprint of the matter bubbles that sound waves had formed. The wrinkles that can currently be seen as baryonacoustic vibrations are these bubbles.